Warning, the following program contains open expression that some may find offensive. Language is used freely under the direct authority of the Constitution of the United States of America.
This podcast is a member of the Detroit Podcasters Network.
Detroit Podcasters Network.
Coming at you from I-94 and I-75. Representing the ongoing struggle to realize the Renaissance in Detroit, you have found the Olden. Allow me to introduce the big baby P.
I need a drink.
The front woman of the pills, Miss Danny Catastrophe.
What up, bitches?
The engineer, B. Sway. And for me, myself, and the all-seeing eye, Magnanimous. And now, Olen Ezra.
What's up, Internet, in the beautiful yet broke city of Detroit, Michigan? You're listening to another thrilling edition of the Olen Ezra Show, Detroit's underground talk revolution. And we got a fairly decent show today. I think it's going to be exciting. We have Phil from 89X.
What's going on?
Local notoriety there.
Do you require the entire title of Phil the intern?
I really don't.
Anywhere you go? Okay.
People just kind of swap them out. They'll call me Phil or Phil the intern. Most people that know me from 89X say Phil the intern.
The intern.
Because they actually don't know who I am.
So if you're like getting actually like getting bitched at work, it's not just, hey, Phil. It's, hey, Phil the intern.
Yes, like your mother.
how dare you mess up the copies?
Like your mother used to scream your middle name when she was pissed.
Yep, so she screams the now.
We also have Ryan B, minus Quickie from the successful Potty Mouth Sissies. They're doing their thing. There's a party in the booth, and I'm not invited. Ryan said he didn't want me to be a part of... No, I'm just kidding. But, no, they're here. It's going to be good times. Also, we had two shows this weekend, one on Friday and one on Saturday. The one Friday, we had the Matt Austin band, Christina Chris band. Magnanimous did an amazing set where not only did he not only have the trophy from the CBS Billboard, but he had a paraplegic mannequin.
She didn't move. She did not move much. No, but Molech did make an appearance.
So she had no hands or legs. Yeah. Or it was just a torso.
No hand jobs going on there.
Where did you get that?
Stole it.
From a dumpster?
The back of a department store, yeah. I saw it sitting out there one day, grabbed it, dressed it up a little bit.
Girlfriend
I had at the time, I was like, can you do the makeup on her face? Do it just like yours.
Is it a mannequin or a blow-up doll?
Pretty strange. No, it's a mannequin, like a solid mannequin from, you know. But I strapped the Magnano shirt on her.
It's like that horrible 80s movie.
Mannequin?
Yes.
Yeah, this one does not come to life. I've tried. no matter how big a pentagram you set her in and pray to the devil, does not work.
All right. Well, how was your stuff? I guess you're sick, man. So,
dude, I messed up. God hates me apparently. But yeah, the show was good. It was at the Rack and Roll also. And I got to give big shout out to Black Irish, which is Tony Muggs.
Tony Muggs.
That's his latest project, but they were fucking amazing. If you've never seen Black Irish, seriously check them out.
Muggs has to be one of like the nicest and most genuine people I've ever met.
Cool, man.
Just totally humble. I mean, super talented musician, could be cocky, you know, if he wanted to be, but is completely the opposite and just a great guy. But yeah, they put on an amazing show.
Very cool. Sound at the Rack and Roll. Shout out to Steve the sound guy, man.
Yeah.
That sound. It's like the crispiest venue in Detroit right now with that sound. He does a killer job. And then Tiny, Tim Cook, he does a great job too, booking the bands. And you should read what he said in January's Detroit Live magazine. Unbelievable. Bad on Fire, that Christmas show we did a couple weeks ago with Bad on Fire, that was in there. And then Tiny was saying some good stuff about us, and I'm in there complaining, but that's what I do.
Yeah, thanks to Friday Night Show. Also, Nader came out. Mark Nader.
Mark,
came out.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He's snapping some pictures. Hell yeah.
He goes, he walks up afterwards, he's like, I made you look like a rock god. Like, I was like, hey, someone's got to do it, it ain't going to be me.
Dude, Mark's photography skills are top notch.
Unfucking believable, bro.
Top
notch
what that man can do. You look at him, he's just like this unassuming guy, and then the pictures he takes are freaking
phenomenal.
No, he
gets like, yeah, industry quality shit, dude.
Totally, man.
And it's funny because like he always takes like the regular photos, which are good to begin with, and mm-hmm. then he... quote unquote, this is his word, naderizes them.
Is that trademarked?
Which, I don't know. It should be.
He naderized me and it left me slightly uncomfortable, but it's okay.
And Zaldor, what's up, dude? Thanks for coming.
Yeah, Zaldor showed up. He was there all night getting drunk with the wifey.
Yeah.
It was good times.
Zaldor's married?
Zaldor is married.
I did not know that.
Yeah, actually, I mistook another woman for Zaldor's wife and
whoops.
Yeah,
whoops. Got awkward.
Sorry about that. Yeah, no, it was. It was more like, you know, your pants fall down and yeah, in the middle of a giant crowd, awkward, not so much. It was pretty rough, man. Like, she walked in, I'm not Zaldor. Who's Zaldor?
What is Zaldor?
Poor Zaldor. But speaking of Zaldor, he was able to interview every single band that was at that show, so... Look for that coming up on Zaldor's World, and I'm sure Detroit Insomnia Radio. Speaking of that, if you want to hear some rockin' live interviews, innovative car casts, and more, check out Les Zaldor, a.k.a. the country co-worker on Detroit Insomnia Radio, and at Zaldor's World at ZALDOR.com. So without any further bullshit, Steve, what's that in your hand?
Beer of the Week! I wanted to talk about this. We didn't do an after New Year's show, but we are looking at, from the Coors Brewing Company, by the way, released a Blue Moon Grand Cru. Mm. Grand Cru is a Belgian wit beer, specifically brewed because it's a little
wit.
Stronger. Wit beer.
A wit.
Yes. Very strong.
What is a wit?
Wit beer is a description. It's a German word, an Austrian word, which just describes white ale.
Okay, white beer. Mm-hmm. So this is racist beer.
No, well, it's Blue Moon. It includes the blue people. Don't forget about that.
It's an Avatar beer.
Avatar brew.
The official beer.
I'll tell you what. You drink this, you might think you're on Pandora. That's for sure. But they brewed this specifically to mark the Blue Moon that occurred this past New Year's Eve. So they say. But which happens on December 31st, but every 20 years. So they brewed this Grand Cru. It looks like the Blue Moon bottles with that label, slightly modified. But the Grand Cru is nearly double the strength of regular Blue Moon.
Wow.
Yeah, you're already
really? So you're looking at like an 8%.
That's what it is. Yeah, 8.2 to be specific. But it's also heavily spiced. This Grand Cru is with Valencia orange peel, coriander. I had some on New Year's.
You know, you keep talking about this coriander.
Yes.
Will you please bring some coriander into the studio? Phil, have you ever heard of coriander?
I have not.
I have.
It's kind of like a pepper almost, isn't it?
You can buy it at most stores that service the Wiccan community, as with sage sticks and things like that. You know, you would use it to cast spells. You might include coriander in a little voodoo practice.
All right.
Should you want to. But this is sitting, like I said, 8.2. Unfortunately.
So then, the entire Wiccan religion is huge fans of this brew.
Possibly. Although they're huge fans of all alcohol. They're just huge fans. Out there. Whoop. Unfortunately, this Whitbeer brand Grand Cru is not easy to find. You'd want to maybe see a store, one of those, you know, better stores that carries better brews, that has like anything Belgian selection. Look for it there. May have to look for it online even to have a case shipped to you. But you're looking at about an 8.2%. If you see it, grab it.
Can you get it on tap anywhere, do you know?
There is a... Yes. In Michigan, I did get a couple of hits where they had it on tap. Didn't write down the places.
Because I was fine with Blue Moon. It's like one of my favorite beers. But
they won't
like,
have it for long.
It's not the same in the bottle.
No.
It's way better.
Never, man. Oberon is way better out of the tap, too,
yes.
When it's that time of year.
Oh, definitely.
Definitely.
And stronger. Just a little stronger, too.
Mm-hmm.
It does its job well for me. I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so, yeah.
That was for, did you catch that? The whole Blue Moon on New Year's Eve? Did you hear about that?
I had no idea.
Mm-mm.
Well, technically, it's not exactly true. It's more of a description that comes out of something somebody said back in the day that once in a blue moon. But it's more of like an atmospheric condition that appears to tint the moon. And it was cloudy where I was at. You couldn't see a damn thing.
Dude, I'm worried about the upcoming atmospheric conditions. I was watching the History Channel, and they scared me shitless about this giant methane bubble under the Earth's crust.
About ready to pop?
That's like, ready to pop. It's good times. Good times. Good times. Good, 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 good,
I don't even watch that shit.
Times.
I don't even want to know.
Yeah, methane.
I'd rather just be blissfully ignorant.
I hear methane bubble. I don't need to know anymore.
I'm a big proponent of methane bubbles in the bathtub, but...
This is my nightmare. Let's not talk about it.
All right. Well, let's go to the opposite end and talk about some of the stuff that InkAddict.com is doing. They were on MTV, obviously. We talked a little bit about that, but they also have some new shirts in the works. They got the Seven Deadly Sin shirt. You got to check that out on the website. It is. Have you seen that, Danny?
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's really cool.
That is a badass shirt.
You know what else is cool is in the most recent issue of Detroit Live that I was reading yesterday, somebody had an interview, I don't know if it was Darian or somebody else, but with the girl from Flyleaf, and she was talking about every time they come to Detroit, they go get tatted up by Andy Kurth.
Nice.
And he was one of our first.
One of the, I think, like
tourists.
The first or second. Wasn't mm-hmm. the first one Lance? Lance Keller?
Lance Keller.
I think so.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
He, man, they're blowing up over there real quick. After the whole, like, I guess they're getting shirts now that say "Mate" or "As Seen on
MTV."
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice. So congratulations to those guys, man. And make sure to check out InkAddict.com for everything. Huge shout out to good friend of the show and owner of InkAddict, Jim Doyon, who just gave birth. Congratulations, by the way.
He actually did not just give birth.
He gave,
for the record.
This is actually him and his wife swapped, and he was on the delivery table giving birth to a beautiful baby girl. So congratulations, buddy.
Welcome to the planet, Miss Lily.
I could never have a girl. You're a better man than me.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's like if I were to raise a child, my nightmare would be a girl just because.
Mm-hmm.
Because heaven forbid she'd be hot and then
right. I'll come back on you.
You want her to be hot, but you don't.
You
want
her to be a softball player, like ideally.
At the same
time. Just like a moderately attractive.
But it's the cute softball
player. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want her to be hideous,
all the mistreatment you've ever dished out to any girl you've ever known will come back on you tenfold. You have
exactly.
A girl. That's what I'd worry, be worried about.
That's that's what I'm worried about exactly because, yeah, there's been... All right. Steve, what's going on, man?
The Poke Back campaign is growing.
Is it?
I've heard it's... Yeah, we started this whole thing that was wherever you kind of see, like, these security cameras and anywhere you go now with the surveillance, just, you know, poke back. Give them the old middle finger,
yeah.
Right? No matter where it is or who you think is watching. And I actually got a couple emails about this and people, like, saying, I'm on it, man. They're all over. And
nice.
So wherever you go now, if you pull up to a stoplight and they're there.
Poke back. Phil, what do you think about those cameras at every intersection and every overpass on every freeway everywhere?
You know, I've kind of gotten used to it. It was a really big deal in Florida where if you run a red light now, they'll just take a picture of your license plate,
mm-hmm. Get it
mail
it,
send you a ticket. Yeah,
there's no warnings, nothing. So you know, I'd be down there for vacation, driving around, and you just kind of get used to it. But I think it's just a pain in the ass. I fucking hate it.
Oh man,
it's like there's so many times where it's so much easier to just run through the red light. It's like there's nobody there. Yeah, it's like they should at least give you a warning first. It's like, you know.
No, because a warning doesn't generate revenue.
I just want to keep a Halloween mask in the car of, I don't know, like Tiger Woods or Bill Clinton or something like that. Just throw that on and run a red light. Sure, that is clearly Bill Clinton.
I will say, though, the other day I was pulled over in Grosse Pointe where they are, like, so fucking ticket happy. He let me go for expired tabs.
Wow.
So, I know. I, like, was shocked. Absolutely what? Shocked. I mean, I gave him a hand job, but it wasn't like...
Oh, boy.
That's the explanation I was looking for.
Right.
which brings me to my next point. Nervous energy, man. Blah, blah, blah. I'm in this shit blizzard of thought trying to find the calm where often the alcohol talks when my brain is gone. And I don't mean it like a Hallmark birthday greeting or generic gestures with no deeper meaning, because I am Nervous Energy Man, a passionate, animated performer. Well, goddamn, like some methamphetamine marionette, I met a beautiful woman who didn't know she was alive yet, and her dead eyes couldn't hide the sadness, fear, and confusion on this other side. And now the intoxicated mama bear swings and brings the whole house down with a devastating plot twist. nervous energy man, a traveling circus with his dick in his hand. And I don't care if you see me cry, that's when the floods came. For some reason, I was the only one that didn't suffocate, levitating over earthquakes and police states and this manic cannibalistic inmates, preconceived enemies and opponents. In music, opponents are discordal, not harmonious, like micromanaging robots that alter the reality of children with magic bullets. And now the blizzard of this world has crossed the threshold of percept to critical thought, all in a criminal enterprise disguised as a country. Covered in lies, your eyes shut to the ugly truths we hold only to be self-evident. And just like our five-sense reality, we don't question it. Yes, nervous energy man, a rambling baboon with poo in his hand. Ooh. So I'm going to tell you what's going on in my brain. See, I've always been crazy, but it's kept me from going insane. Nervous energy man, blah, 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 blah. Out.
All right, nervous energy man. That came out of left field, buddy. Nervous, that was excellent. Good stuff. Good, deep stuff.
It was meant to come out of left field, yes.
I'm actually speechless.
With poo in his hand.
The rambling baboon with poo in his hand.
So what, on the opposite end of nervous, well, sort of, I guess on a related tip, what's up with all these terrorists coming over to Detroit?
That's, yeah.
I read on MSN the other day that somebody was ranting anti-Semitic statements on an airplane.
Uh-oh.
And this was like, what, a week after the purported terrorist attack where the man blew his genitalia up.
Well, I'll tell you, supposedly they were supposed to, like, they were advising everyone, like, get to the airport, you know, hours early, blah, blah, blah. There's going to be extensive security checks. Right after that happened, I flew out of Detroit several times over the last week.
Yeah,
and
right.
Nothing was different.
It was all the same.
All the same.
Huh. It kind of makes me wonder.
Did you see the... If you reverse the negative from the 3D body imaging scanners that they're getting ready to put in, if you heard about all that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like this 3D body scanning that they're now Obama has pledged $1 billion towards in the U.S. It, you know, you see the image and it looks much like an X-ray. It kind of can spot out anything you may have stashed on you until you, through other programs, should you, you know, be so technologically inclined to get them and apply them, reverse the lights and darks. And get like the negative of that photo, and it shows clearly a body. Everything I need. So the woman that they tested to take like the 3D body scan, nice shape, look good, look like an X-ray. You reverse it, and you see nips. You see everything.
Can see hell yeah!
See that she had a little soul patch shaved in. That's how. that is how intense this fucking scan
really?
Is, dude. Yeah. So $1 billion pledged for those. Now. Which goes to, guess who? Tachyon / an affiliate of GE gets to now have that contract for all those imaging scanners because of this bullshit little fucking fake-ass attack that happened. Is anybody familiar with what false flag means?
It's like a flag, but it's like made out of plastic, so it doesn't, like, bend. It's not, like, a real flag. It's a false... All right, sorry.
No.
Good attempt.
More a covert operation designed to deceive the public in a way that appears to be carried out by other entities in an attempt to use it for some agenda or so. So, underwear bomber, by the way.
The man blew his crotch off.
Yeah.
He showed us.
Yeah, he showed us. From Michigan, Mr. Kurt Haskell and his wife were on that flight from Amsterdam back to Detroit here. And they got interviewed. There's the FBI pulled them in to interview them as eyewitnesses to see exactly what they saw getting on the plane. He was like, well, yeah, this guy was with another man. In fact, he was with a very sharply dressed, well-dressed, what they considered to be like an Indian-appearing man. He was, you thought they were together. So this kid walks up, the Nigerian, doesn't even have a passport, didn't have the right credentials, paid $2,000 in cash for a ticket. They wouldn't let him on. This sharply dressed Indian man near him pulls a couple people aside. They talk to him. They all get on. No problem. They're on a plane. So this Haskell says, well, I've noticed they're not talking about the second party involved in this, like in you know, your mainstream outlets. They're like, well, don't worry about that. We just want to dry witness county. So I'm telling people, and you can look this up anywhere. If you put in Kurt with a K, I believe, K-U-R-T, Haskell, you'll start to see all the people that gave the eyewitness account of the second guy that got him on the plane.
Really?
So he says, let's get the video, the security camera video from Amsterdam getting on, and you'll see this guy here. So they looked into it. The security cameras malfunctioned that day. There is no video.
How convenient.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So wow.
All I heard about was some dude went crazy and blew his crotch up for whatever god-awful reason. Somebody, if you're going to take yourself out, like, wouldn't you strap the not your crotch.
This is a terrible decision.
If it malfunctions, you know, at least your chest, you can wear a shirt, man, but your crotch.
Imagine how embarrassed he would be when he gets to his 72 virgins with no lower section.
Yeah, you know, we'd be having amazing sex right now, except when I was screaming Allah Akbar, I blew my crotch off.
My balls burnt. Yeah.
Nice. No, you know, I thought the same thing because I thought it was funny.
Beers.
The exact very, very next day. On
they attacked Yemen with drones.
Well, no, I mean, I'm sorry, no, not the next before. Too. The day before, and we're talking about the day after. The day before, they passed healthcare reform. Before anybody could even, you know, be in, oh my God, what a horrible thing, or whatever people wanted to say about it. A man gets on a plane, blows up his crotch, and that totally diverts any attention away from what they did the day before.
Always. I found something that Ron Paul said about this, too. Is the day after, he shot a video.
I heard that Ron Paul is a crazy, you know, diluted, insane man. But
right.
He seems to make a lot of sense for someone that's labeled like that.
Well, he says that he what he's concerned about with this underwear bomber is that it may be used to attack Yemen. Very next day, they went in with drones. But it's more of what he says seems to be false flag-ish agenda. He's concerned about what this means for Americans. That's what he's concerned about. Like, the more security, and his concern for now, even more power going to government, which will add up to continued big business of war. So, like, with these littlest thing that happens like that, man, and it just spurs another $1 million industry and another, you know, like I said, these 3D imaging scanners. Now they got to install those. Now they get to use these drones. The companies get the contracts to build the drones now, you know.
$1 billion industry out of nothing.
All I'm saying is you got to question that.
You got to Google things. Get out there and Google something. It's good for you. I'm sure if you found this show, you've obviously, you know the power of Google.
They used to have these things, too, called, I don't know if I can remember, book stores. I think, yeah, book stores.
I don't know. That
whatever they were called. Lie something.
There's this
other
place, like, when you it's go like there, it's like Boratters or something like that.
Barnes and Noble.
That's pretty close, I think.
No, yes. You got to do the research yourself, man. The news is so retardedly inaccurate at this point. It's not even worth watching. It's just a goddamn circus over there.
By the way, Phil, this is why we can't work for the FCC or anything Clear Channel related. They would never allow what we just said to get anywhere near a mainstream audience.
Not a chance.
In other news, Lady Gaga was seen with her clitoris out.
She may have a penis.
Speaking of things like that, Ryan B. from the Potty Mouth Sissies is here. So why don't we do a 180 and get some music crack-a-lackin'. We're going to get into a song. This one's called She's My Groupie by the Potty Mouth
Sissies.
New
tune by PMS.
Brand new.
To every show, she's in the front row. She follows me around the club everywhere I go. Her legs are nice and long, she loves to sing our songs. I got a nice collection of her panties and her thongs. She sees me at the bar, she's hiding in my car. It doesn't matter what we're doing, she knows where we are. She loves my lyrics, she loves my hooks. My girlfriend's giving me dirty looks. Cause she's my groupie, she's my groupie. Acting mighty drunk and kinda loopy. Well, she's my groupie, well, she's my groupie. I think she's trying to recruit me. Well, she's my groupie, she's my groupie. She said, bend me over like Snoopy. She grabbed my hand, she said, please understand. All I wanna do
is everyone in the band. Hear her moan. She's got it Friday bitches kicking on her ringtone. She runs up on the stage. She's barely legal age. Leaving naughty comments on my Facebook page. I saw her at the Ritz singing all my hits. She always wants me to autograph her tits. All I know is one thing for sure. It's making my girlfriend insecure. Cause she's my groupie. She's my groupie. Acting mighty drunk and kind of loopy. Well, she's my groupie. Well, she's my groupie. I think she's trying to recruit me. Well, she's my groupie. She's my groupie. She said, bend me over like Snoopy. She grabbed my hand. She said, please understand. All I wanna do is everyone in the band.
I don't even have to say please. She's already down on her knees. Just the two of us in the tour bus and a couple of STDs.
She's my groupie, she's my groupie. She said, bend me over like Snoopy. She grabbed my hand, she said, please understand. All I wanna do is everyone in the band.
She's always trying to lay me. I always tell her maybe. You can hear her shouting out, sexy glance, and then she starts to dance. I got an invitation to the party in her pants. So I had to give her tequila for her liver. I said, where you from? She said,
downriver.
I hooked her up with a backstage pass. My girlfriend caught us and beat her ass.
Cause she's my groupie, she's my groupie. Acting mighty drunk and kind of loopy. Well, she's my groupie, she's my groupie. I think she's trying to recruit me. She's my groupie, she's my groupie. She said, bend me over like Snoopy. She grabbed my hand, she said, please understand. All I wanna do is everyone in the band. She's my groupie.
Whoop that trick.
PMS getting metal with it.
Can I just say right now that that song is just amazing, because one of the things I wanted to talk about today is how every time we play with you guys at a show or see you guys out, there's always, like, you guys always have mad girls around, like, taking pictures, like, you know.
What show are you at, Danny?
Everyone. You've always got your little, like, your little harem, if you will, of a...
Little? You seen some of them girls?
I like them big.
Yeah.
Hey, let me. I'm not gonna lie, man. I need a little heft, you know, to make me happy.
Like to grab something.
Yeah, totally. So being as small as myself, you know, where I'm lacking. All right, Ryan B. Pleasure and privilege.
It is a pleasure to be here. I've been looking forward to it. I'm a big fan. Big fan of the show.
I know, and we're actually going to get into that, because I have you on tape saying some things that I don't know that maybe you said.
Okay.
So we'll get into that in a little bit. But so, man, real quick, a long time ago you told me that you guys have been together you've been doing the Potty Mouth Sissies thing for 15 years?
Actually, this month, it's 18.
18.
Holy
I mean,
shit.
If you want to get technical and be like Rain Man, 18 years.
You know what's crazy? We, like, before I actually even met these dudes, like, we did a show a long time ago.
Yeah, we did.
Like some after Christmas thing.
It was
like
a basement party, yeah.
It's like just a random basement. Someone's like, PMS is playing with you. I'm like, wait, I'm playing.
Somebody
with
wrote
PMS.
Our names on the wall, too. They wrote our names.
They were just
marker,
writing on the
crayon.
Wall of this basement, yeah.
Some dude's house?
Yeah, it was in Warren.
Yes, like, a house and basement in Warren. Yeah.
Nice.
So let that set the mood for you.
Yeah, we were blown away by what you were doing. I wouldn't even have the patience to write how you do. I don't even know.
And then they get up and like right away, it's something about you guys riding a hippo in a zoo. Where was the fucking the zoo song?
We have an old school song called Orang-a-Bang. And
that's what it was.
Orang-a-Bang.
It's a bestiality hit.
That was dope, though. But that hit me. I was like, all right, these dudes just ain't no, you know, startup group. They're actually invested in, like, doing something cool, so. And then bam, all that time later, here we are.
Now you make music for what, every single 89X show almost.
I have a lot of time on my hands. I love hearing myself on the radio. It just feels really good.
Yeah, we've noticed.
Who doesn't love sitting around listening to themselves? I mean,
oh, I can't stand it. It horrifies me.
Terrible.
Nervous.
Yeah. But very, very cool, man. Friday, man. Friday night was a good show, man. A
lot of fun.
I got to play with a blow-up doll, which I'm very proud
of. Got some pictures of that.
There are on Facebook. I've got like my hand is like firmly grabbing this titty of the blow-up doll. Very interesting.
Olin ran streaked across the stage and stole the blow-up doll.
She was looking lonely, man. She was like all leaned over and cocked to the side next to like a guitar cab or something. So I couldn't let her go out like that, man. I had to show her a good time. And she had this like tattoo on her inner thigh, or quote tattoo.
It said Olin in Taiwan.
There's like this picture from the show that we did with you guys at Rebels back in the day with my guitar player, and like it looks so creepy because it's only a shot of him like to the side of the stage, and he's like bending over the blow up doll, but it looks like he's just like there's nobody else around.
That's right.
Like,
what, your bass player?
Yeah, I think it was Paul, our guitar player.
I think he took it to the back room, then he came back.
Oh my god!
Probably did.
That's our second blow up doll. Our first.
I was gonna say, well, how experienced is this one? How many shows deep with this one?
Only a few. The first one had more shows, I think. That was Trinity number one. This is Trinity number two that we had. The first one got stolen at our show at Rockstars in Garden City.
It's going to wind up on eBay somewhere.
And it's too bad that somebody stole her, but it's better than, you know, it got popped somehow, because that would that'd be
somehow?
A, you'd have to have like a whole funeral thing, you know.
Who's got the pin, Dick? Did you ever see like the big girl blow up dolls? There's like
Are you kidding me?
Fat chick blow up doll.
Oh, see, I would like a midget blow up doll because that would fit better in the case that I bring. I bring this big hockey bag every show, and I have to fit her in, blown up already.
Will you please find a midget blow up doll?
I would love one. If you guys can see that online, I'd like
to know. There's got to be one somewhere.
Well, there has to be because there's the internet. So somewhere out there, if anybody knows,
there's animal blow up dolls, literally sheep blow up dolls.
That's a whole new song right there.
All right.
Really?
Speaking of, what was it, Rubbles? Rubles?
Rubbles.
Rubbles?
Rubbles.
You got on a show coming up there, right?
We already did it, actually, back in November. I did a solo show at Rubbles.
Oh, okay.
In Mount Pleasant. And that was fun.
Dude, that place is so fun to
play.
That
was great, yeah.
How was, did you get good response up there?
Oh, yeah. It was, you know, a college town. They loved it. They were dancing around me. I was, you know, went on the dance floor.
Nice.
They love 10 Little Lesbian Girls.
That sounds badass, song that dude.
They were dancing to that.
Little
two,
little three, little lesbians.
Yeah, I just want to say, man, you have a knack for putting, you know, you guys don't have the most complicated rhymes, but you put good words together to make shit funny. And it's
10 Little Lesbian Girls.
I came up with that, woke up in the morning at 3 in the morning, and I was taking a piss, and I started singing 10 Little Lesbian Boys. Or 10 Little Indian. 10 Little Indian Boys.
I'm a lesbian. I'm not afraid to say it.
I was like, well, I better change this song because I'm talking about Indian boys holding my dick. So I started saying lesbian girls. I'm like, that'll make a cool song.
Did you have to write it down and like log it before you went back to bed? Or?
I did. I think I wrote it down.
I know.
That's the way the best songs always happen, though. Like, you just wake up and you start singing them.
Very spontaneous, yeah. Like in the shower.
While you're urinating, and that's the most important part. So
for Indian boys to pop in your hand while you're peeing, that's a little odd.
Change it real quick
to
something.
You quickly knew to change it.
Do you have any other shows coming up?
We have a show at TNT's, of course.
We're playing with you guys.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be fun.
The Conniption Fit CD release party.
January 30th.
Good times. Conniption Fit's finally getting their CD out there.
Yep.
I've seen their stuff for a long time. Haven't seen any.
Have a small crush on Amber. Just a little.
She's hot.
She's got a nice ass.
Amber.
She does have a nice ass.
Yeah, I mean, like, really, she does.
I actually dedicated a song to her ass one time.
Really?
When we played with them.
Was it the song Glory Hole?
I think it was.
Was that on Homeboy Show?
Was Glory Hole on Homeboy Show?
Yeah.
No, Before Your Eyes was on Homeboy Show.
Okay, I remember going to a show in Pontiac. It was Quickie's other rap group that he's in, leaving, turned on 89X. Danny, you were singing.
Holla.
You drove me all the way down Woodward.
All righty.
That was nice.
Good.
Dude, huge shout outs to Jay, man, that homeboy show. Like
Jay Hud.
At like collecting local talent, putting
he's,
it together
yeah,
in a
totally,
show, man.
Totally down, man. He's paying attention.
Big shout out to
Thaddeus.
The
Jizzle
Thadster.
Hizzle. Yeah.
Sup, Thad.
So I got a question for you. When you call the comment line, which you do quite frequently, which we love very much, but is there usually like is there alcohol involved, or is that just straight up like?
That is planned, rehearsed. It's days in advance.
So
thinking.
What we're about to hear is actually planned and rehearsed.
Is this the one where you request to wear Pat's big black dick?
No, but let me tell you.
Because
if I were gay,
I'd go up to Pat.
All right.
Where's Pat, by the way? Where's Pat?
Well, Pat got skinny and white, so I don't.
That's yep. him. Pat. That's that is him.
Yeah, I got nothing.
All right.
Perfect.
No, it's probably playoff football involved. I'm sure
it has to be. Pat was unable to attend today, but anyway, so you called Potty Mouth Sissies, aka PMS, New Year's. This must. I think this must have been like 20 minutes after New Year's. Dolan play.
Really?
Oh, jeez.
I want you, baby.
I want to fuck Olenka. That's what you get with Ryan B in the fucking house. Happy New Year, Owen. Coming to you live from Fort. You can laugh all you want, but there's a lot of asses and shit around here. Happy New Year, motherfucker. Danny, I love you. Steve, I love you more, dude. See you on the 8th, dude. Rock and roll, bitches. Potty Mouth Sissies out.
Wow.
Right, I got no love there.
Were you driving
sorry,
with your
dude.
Head
what
out the window?
We were actually... there's no defense to this. I was at Boogie Fever.
It's time to make good on your promise.
Yeah.
All right. Listen. Good. Do you even remember that, bro?
I remember making a call, but I don't remember what was said.
I was going to say, I wish I had the presence of mind to make any calls 20 minutes after midnight.
Well, you set it up early in the day. You're like, the comment line's going to break tonight.
Oh, yeah. I thought you guys would blow up. Well, I want to be the first one.
It's you were the first one. I heard it and I'm like, wait, the fuck is this? And then the next thing I hear is you wanted to fuck me. But also another, there was a girl.
He was
in there.
Ordering some girl, yes.
But that was awesome. Where is she? What happened?
Oh, well, you know, it's my girl. You know, we went home.
So you want to swap later? I don't know.
We can swap. You know, both of our girlfriends are named Heather, I believe. So
all
we
right.
can do a Heather thing going on.
That's going to make life easy then. Just,
yeah.
You know.
Say the wrong name in bed, you're good.
That's right.
Heathers. Very nice.
Yeah.
Or we could just put Heather on Heather, and that'll be...
A little Heather on Heather action.
That'll be something else. And then...
Yay.
Speaking of the comment line, our good friend, good friend of the show, Nate.
Yes.
Oh, Nate.
Did
I got
Nate
to meet Nate.
Night?
I
How
met
about
Nate.
That, huh?
Oh, I've had my Nate experience now.
Did you give him a PMS sticker?
Oh, I gave him that, the Roadhead sticker, and I got the whole story that I have to punch his sticker onto his jacket.
And what happened? Did you sock him one?
I gave him a good one, but the Roadhead one. He felt that. Later on, after the show, he explained to me again the whole story. I said, you already told me this, Nate. But he was drunk, so.
Nate?
I got him pretty good with the B-dab one.
He
pretended like
gave
it.
Gave me that story, too.
Did he? Yeah. He was pretending. He was like, oh, is that all?
Well, if you let if you let Nate tell you a story, he will tell you.
He's like, is that all you got?
And over
together,
and
Nate.
Over again. But anyway, he called, and he had to say this.
You know, I heard a country coworker say a couple episodes ago when Zaldo was in the studio with you guys that the secret code word was something from Big Baby P. It was, I need a drink. And then the last episode, he took another line from Big Baby P and said, fuck Nate. Just out of curiosity, I know that Zaldo would know, but does the country coworker happen to know that Big Baby P is black? Nothing against black people, of course. Anyways, my vote for Douche of the Year is going to have to be Dustin Diamond. I also heard, honestly, when I was a security guard, I used to listen to D&D, and they heard that from the audio of the porno, which I have not seen myself and I do not want to see, but he actually says, we'll see what Mark thinks of this. And he was talking about Mark Paul Gosselaar, the guy that actually played Zach Morris. And I just thought I'd bring that up. Anyways, thanks for your bloody time.
Did that make any sense?
Wow.
Nate.
Nate.
Nate Dog.
Nice work, though, dude. Way to thoroughly confuse us.
Nate.
I think Nate's hit rock bottom.
His girl was walking around with a little Roadhead sticker, too, I think. I don't know
Nate's
if it was
girlfriend?
His girl.
No.
Somebody
no,
was there.
No, but actually the girl-on-girl kiss from the rack and roll, one of the girls took a liking
to Nate.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So far, we've done it the last three shows we've tried.
Dude,
so this is now becoming a tradition.
I like it. I like
it, too.
At every single live Ole and Ezra event, there will be two girls making out with each other at some point.
They weren't bad looking.
It always prompts like spontaneous girl on girl making out after the contest.
Yeah, right.
It like, sets the tone for just like full blown like
and it really
out.
Bothers
orgiastic
me
behavior.
Because I'm up there looking like a douchebag. Like, come on, ladies, you know you want to come up here and make out in front of my greasy ass.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you need me to announce it.
And then they finally get up there, and then there's just broads all over the bar, just like ah, ah, ah. Like
it's
like we unleash a demon.
It's because they're like weighing the option at first. They're like, oh, never. Oh my God, should we?
Let's do it. Can we fun?
Just do it. Did you ever see Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
It's amazing.
There's a character on there called Mac. A dude, you know, Mac was a dark haired one. That looks a lot like Nate. For anyone that has never seen Nate before, think about
it. Does it kind of a little bit.
I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but I found out recently that Nate has been living his life after a Japanese manga series. He has the exact same hair as the guy in the manga. He speaks the same way as the guy in the manga. He sits the same way, which he doesn't sit. He like perches himself on top of chairs.
Living his life.
He was dancing up there with every band.
Oh,
he was getting involved.
Man.
Oh, he gets, it's actually really cool.
He's like, representing them.
We got to give him a hard time though, man, because the things that man does sometimes, you just you got to question what he's thinking, but. He's a good guy, man. He'll always rep your band to the end, and he'll always call in.
Has Phil met him, though?
I have not.
Phil's got to get out to some live
You've got
to
meet Nate.
Your time is nigh.
Yeah, I got to start making it out to some.
Hell yeah. And then we had a call in from...
It's not another country co-worker. Is that
John K's liver called. I had to say this.
Hello, Olin and cohorts. I mean, co-hosts. This is John K's liver calling to ask a simple question. Why the fuck would you let John and the rest of Bad on Fire drink so much goddamn Kraken on your watch? You must know by now that the Kraken is a total mind eraser and not for the faint of heart. Now, poor little Johnny has taken the entire month of January off of drinking. How am I supposed to get my fix now? What, do I sneak out of his body while he's sleeping, dip a tampon in vodka, put it up his butt, and then crawl back inside his insides? I can't get my swerve on like that. Shit. I depend on his massive consumption of alcohol to keep me going. God damn it. Okay. Look, I'm sorry. Sometimes I just get a little carried away is all. How are you supposed to know about the effects of drinking the devil's Kool-Aid the first time around? Don't worry. It won't happen again next time. Now where's the NyQuil?
Nice, I like that one.
That liver was pissed.
John K's angry liver.
Woo.
That's like an evil, scary voice.
I've never. I guess this describes multiple personalities. So
I mean, I get a pretty upset spleen occasionally, but that was a very pissed off liver.
We got a very big show coming up with Bad on Fire February 5th at the Rack and Roll. So hopefully John K's not laying around the house with vodka soaked tampons up his anus because that's
one way to do it.
It's not going to be too good for poor old John.
Did you ever have a weed enema? Like a weed tea? Put in a 2-liter, wedge the 2-liter up your ass and cleanse your colon with the weed tea. I mean, I've never done it.
All right.
Yeah.
Hold on. I need to understand how exactly this would work. So it goes, are you doing
brew
a handstand?
Tea, THC tea, no.
How is it going in? You would have to do like a
2-liter enema. You squeeze it
like
2-liter.
Like those funnels you put gas in?
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't know either. Like, you know, Steve.
Steve seems to be the connoisseur of the enema over here.
No, that's why I don't have details. I've never done it. I'm just saying.
They've also have the coffee enema, which I wouldn't know either. Also, Steve wouldn't know either, probably. So.
You know, I would assume some enemas look like coffee.
afterwards. Or right. Something, yeah.
The Wall.
A little Mississippi mud action.
If you're looking for the best of Midwest hip-hop,
creative edit,
check out Good Friends of the Show, Origix and DC from the Zone Radio. Not radio, but Rizadio. All right, anyway, they're on TourOfferFM.com. Check it out live Monday nights from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. on 89.3 WHFR and online at WHFR.fm. They came out to the show.
Yeah, them dudes hung out for a while too, man.
Yeah, they were really impressed with your set, man. They were digging the song Taylor Made.
Oh, good, cool.
Because as most of the people that live around me, they too are made from Taylor. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, we were the next city over. I think Taylor was the city coming in before Riverview. I think
somewhere in there, same area. I mean, I think all downriver should just change its name to Taylor. That's just me. I don't know.
DC took a shine to my owl Molech. Apparently, DC was squaring off with it. Yeah.
And then we smoked one out with Rigic. Some of that sour diesel.
Don Knotts, especially.
That was awesome, man. But what happened with YouTube now? You guys got banned from YouTube at one point.
Taylor Made got a ton of hits when it first came out, and then it just was banned. They never gave us a reason why. We think maybe it was because the Eddie Murphy clip at the end.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know.
A licensed material issue?
Could be.
A violation?
That has to be, dude, because honestly, there's so much shit on YouTube, like, that's so much filthier and, you know, more offensive.
Or it got flagged a bunch of times from somebody from the city. I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, we really never got a confirmation on that, like, what really happened. But thank God somebody on YouTube copied and pasted it on their own, and it's still alive and well on YouTube, thank God.
And that one, that's the one I saw, so I was like, I thought they were banned, but...
Right, some Taylor City official going, no, I do not want this.
I'm on there.
Yeah.
I don't want... I'm on
that
there with my cousin.
That is my trailer park.
But I love Taylor. Love the people of Taylor. They, everybody has written me from there. I've never heard a complaint. They love it. It just bounces right off of them, and they laugh. They're great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Taylor's good times, man. My grandma's from Taylor.
It's actually a nice city. They got beautiful homes. I've been through there, so.
It's nicer than the park I live in. Nobody ever talks about, you know, where I live. Well, I guess they do, but that's only on Cops. But,
That was you?
Yeah.
On that episode?
Well, probably a couple. With my shirt off, truck on the lawn, like, super big beard, like, all pushed out to the side, and all my hair is pushed out to the side.
up on blocks.
Yeah, wearing stained pants and flip-flops in the middle of January. But anyway, MySpace.com, Potty Mouth Sissies. One, and now you have a present for us.
I do. This is a sentimental giveaway gift.
It's cylindrical, I think. Yeah.
It appears to be wrapped up.
It's cylindrical and very, very large.
Let's tear into it.
Go for it. I'm a little upset, but
Olin is
going to good people.
This has to be
unwrapping the present
now,
right
now. Now, Ryan is a man of my taste. He wraps his presents in bags from the Dollar Castle.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank God for the Dollar Castle, or I'd be dead.
An empty 40.
That's it.
Of Cole 45.
That's it.
And some red paper. Excellent.
Phenomenal. No.
Thank you so much.
Now, look at the bottom of it, Olin. Read the bottom, like, turn it over and read the very bottom of it.
12800.
That is the date that I finished that Colt 4540.
So this is a relic, then, from, all right, we're going to have to put this next to John Kay's autographed bottle of the Kraken in the studio and put this with the other drinking relics.
Memorabilia. We need to start, like, a case.
Sentimental memorabilia. Yeah. Phenomenal.
It's 10 years now.
There
on the 24th,
tradition.
It'll be 10 years since I finished it.
There is tradition in this.
You held on to it,
okay, it doesn't smell very good, but there's tradition in the bottle.
Was it any special occasion when you drank?
This girl and I, we just went out and bought 40s, and I thought it was the most hilarious thing to get a Colt 4540 and finish it.
We'll just put some of that in there for decoration.
Right. I washed it out this morning. It's been in the basement for a while. So that's water stains in there, not the actual Colt 45 alcohol.
This is excellent.
What a fabulous memento. Yes.
Thank you so much.
I'm a little upset. I hope you guys take care of it, you know.
Oh yeah.
You know, 10 years.
This is in 10 years from now, yeah, when we're doing our thing, hopefully, unless I'm not, you know, passed out dead in a bathroom from an overdose of something strange, I'll make sure to pass this on to somebody else, brand new.
End of the decade.
There you go.
There we go. Pass so this torch. Will be passed on. I just hope we can keep the nice little, look, you can even tell it's old. It's got the nice little old oranginess around it.
Did you write that on there when you finished it?
Maybe a couple days afterwards, yeah.
No shit.
So do you have like a whole room of just booze of like dated, like I finished this one back in 96. This is my first.
You would think so. I remember stuff like that, but no, that was the only one.
Very cool, man. Well, I wish we had something to give to you other than your voice.
You're giving me this day. This is great. I finally get to see what you guys are all about.
Thanks
over here.
Thanks for coming out, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're going to stick around for the rest of the show, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, then, Phil the intern. It's your turn, buddy.
Oh, excellent.
Now, here we go. Now, Phil, man, I guess you don't agree with my article in Detroit Live.
Oh, the smoking ban.
That's right. It's discussion.
Well,
okay.
I personally don't smoke. I don't really have a problem with people that do smoke. But when I go to concerts, there's all sorts of smoke, and it's kind of bothersome sometimes.
Tell them about your, like, the, you know, the shirts and the stuff you have to carry.
Sort of like
in and
what
out.
I wrote in Detroit Live about how you walk into a bar and you're there for 2 seconds and every ounce of clothing you own smells like, yeah, you know, nasty well, cigarettes.
You know, it's like I'll go up and you go to the merch tables and stuff, you buy a t-shirt or something, have the bands come and sign it, and then when you get home, you can't
wash it. Right?
You can't wash it because it's signed, and you don't want to put it in your closet because then all your other stuff is going to smell like smoke. So it's kind of a pain in the ass.
Actually, thinking about the merchandise, I bet every single Ink Addict shirt that's sold at an Olin Ezra event just reeks of cigarettes.
You could at least take that home and wash it. I mean,
well, yeah, but not the autographed one. So you got to frame it. And it's nicotine-y goodness. I never actually looked at it from that angle. But yeah, that's why the solution is to have the non-smoking bar and the smoking bar.
But here's the thing, though. I mean, I am a smoker, but I do agree, Phil, with you, because nobody made us start smoking. It was our own poor decision from the beginning.
I don't know about that.
I mean,
culture may have started more people smoking than anything. How many times have you heard you did it to start because you thought it was cool?
Yeah, it's a right? social
yeah, but,
thing.
But ultimately, though, you're in charge of your own, you know, body. Nobody physically forced you to start smoking, and it's our own dumbass fault that we still smoke. So why should bar owners be punished now? Because honestly, like if there's a smoking bar or a non-smoking bar, most people when they're drinking want to smoke. You know, so why everybody now gets punished in some way, shape, or form because we smoke? So,
most of the people that are smoking in bars, I mean, with the band, they can just go outside and smoke real fast,
right.
Come back in, keep drinking.
As long as you know the reentry thing, there's just so many variables.
That's what we were talking
thing,
about earlier.
You know, like reentry into certain venues. You know,
I guess
the Fillmore, one thing they have right is they have like the smoking patio, but I wasn't too
designated happy, smoking area.
But I wasn't too happy to discover that one. Especially before the band, I was at, I forget why, I think I was at a 311 show, man, and it's like, couldn't do anything. I mean, unless on the floor, man, everybody was smoking on the floor, but they weren't smoking cigarettes. They were,
at a 311 show?
A 311 show.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. 311 is like the best.
And Cottonmouth Kings on top of it?
Cottonmouth Kings
I can't imagine.
And 311. I was in heaven,
wow,
man.
Wow, Cottonmouth Kings, man. I was just the hell
standing,
of a show.
I was standing in the front, I was standing, you know, in the whatever it's called, the floor area, I guess, if you will, just, you know, getting joints passed to me. It was
nice.
A good time.
That is the giant steel balls that these companies and William Morris do have. They know they can put any warnings on the side of these, and it's only going to deter so many people. You know, don't pregnant women shouldn't smoke. This will lead you to death, and it's only going to really hinder their business by such a percentage because there's always replacement smokers, that whole market of what they call replacement
even
smokers.
In,
you lose some here, you gain a whole new youth culture.
Even in Canada, man, they put, you know, bloody blackened lungs on packs of smokes and people still... And they're like $13.50 in Canada for a pack of smokes.
Wow.
Now, that's the other issue, too, right? I mean, I have an expensive taste in beers, but I will buy a Colt 45-40 if I only got a couple dollars. You know what I mean?
I've actually finished a Colt 45.
Sure.
Too,
so.
Yeah. All right.
Also, St. Ides, man, and I, you know, if I had to be stuck you know, stuck in a pyramid decomposing over years, the St. Ides would keep
my
body alive.
Formaldehyde blatantly in it.
It makes you feel good, man.
It's an ingredient. Yeah.
Keeps you going for the long haul. So, Phil, man, what's like the craziest intern stunt that 89X has ever made?
Intern stories.
89X.
There's plenty of crazy stories. I think the best one was when JTX was in the studio.
Oh, my God.
That happened to us one time.
You know what? You can just stop right there.
Yeah, we were just doing a bunch of prank phone calls. We were calling up strip clubs. And he was trying to get them to allow him to come and play his hit single. So we're just calling up all these owners, and most of them are just like, oh, yeah, we've never fucking heard of you. Who are you? And we actually got this one guy that he had heard the song. So he's trying to persuade this guy to let him come and play. And it's like, no, it's like you're missing the point. This is not a strip club. What? It's like, this is a swingers club. You can't come and play your song.
Swingers club?
Yeah.
Really?
Which one was this?
Well, yeah, where is that at?
I have no idea. It was somewhere in Indiana. But you can check out the video. It's on Facebook. If you just go to the 89X at Night page, it's on there. And it was the funniest conversation. We actually had to call him back because part of it stopped recording.
Oh.
And we just kept going right where it left off. Without missing a beat, this guy was just back on it.
That's some quality editing right there.
Nice. Oh, yeah. Swingers, JT. You know, I could actually see, though, JTX fitting in well at a swingers club.
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah. So.
I mean, I don't know what 89X happened or what happened at 89X over the last few years, but they, like, in my opinion anyway, they've been getting, like more and more saturated in the local Detroit
Absolutely.
Scene, you know, whereas it's like, you know, any bar can get, you know, on a sponsorship with 101 The Riff or 89X or whatever like that, but it really seems like 89X is trying to separate itself and put more local music on their show than they would, because you can turn 89X on any time of the day and hear a Pills song, you know, where, like, on other stations, it's like you have the one time frame, you know, the 1 hour where you can. Ryan's on 89X every time a show swaps.
Got a lot of time on the hands, you know.
It's very cool, man. That's cool, dude.
But that's I mean, 89X, no other radio station could compare with the whole local thing. You know, Jay Hud, you know, he's got such a passion for that local scene.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, commercial with the TNT's bands playing there all the time. And, you know, they always get shots out, and they're great.
Phil, the intern, man, thank you so much for stopping by, taking some time out.
Yeah, thanks for having me here.
Being on the
Good
show.
Time, man.
Thanks, Phil.
So for myself, I am getting over the plagues. El Magnano.
Nervous energy, man.
The lovely Miss Danny Catastrophe.
What up, bitches?
What up, bitches?
That sounded just
I love that.
Wow.
I love that. That's a great intro.
Danny, your voice got so deep and masculine.
What up, bitches?
You should use that for everything when you go to church. Hi, welcome to the Church of Latter-day Saints. What up, bitches? Yeah.
Priest is like body of Christ. What up, bitches?
And for D. Suede holding it down in the sound booth, we're going to take you out to TaylorMade by the Potty Mouth Sissies, only on the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
Well, I went in the woods and I shot a buck. Put the antlers in my grill, I'm a monster truck. I'm missing all my teeth and I don't give a fuck. I'm from Taylor, I'm TaylorMade. I got a rebel flag on my license plate. It says redneck on the tailgate. My cousin's in the front seat, she's my date. I'm from Taylor, I'm TaylorMade. Well, I like to party with my downriver rats. We look real good in our John Deere hats. I ain't from Bloomfield, so I ain't rich. I'm just a born and bred TaylorMade son of a bitch. Promenade, do-si-do, promenade, do-si-do. My little gal likes to shake her ass. She yells, yee-haw, when
when I hit the gas. She's got a tramp stamp of a cartoon Taz.
I'm from Taylor, I'm tailor-made.
NASCAR fan, love Dale Earnhardt. Pretend I'm number three with my shopping cart. Bought your wedding ring at Walmart.
I'm from Taylor, I'm tailor-made.
Well, I like to party with my downriver rats. We look real good in our John Deere hats. I ain't from Bloomfield, so I ain't rich. I'm just a born and bred tailor-made son of a bitch.
Swing your partner round and round. Swing your partner round and round.
My trailer home is up on blocks. I'm cooking roadkill with my pork chops. Watching my brother get arrested on cops.
I'm from Taylor, I'm tailor-made.
Daddy's at the local bar where he gets paid. Mama's still schooling, trying to pass 10th grade. We all do our shopping at Gibraltar Trade.
I'm from Taylor, I'm tailor-made.
Well, I like to party with my downriver rats. We look real good in our John Deere hats. I ain't from Bloomfield, so I ain't rich. I'm just a born and bred tailor-made son of a bitch.
All right, listen up. You people are rednecks. It means I'm enjoying this shit.
Squeal like a pig for me. Oink, oink. Drinking moonshine and smoking a joint. I take my shirt off at Cedar Point.
I'm from Taylor, I'm tailor-made.
Longest mullet you've ever seen. Slaughter more meat than Jimmy Dean. I like to read Bow Hunter magazine.
I'm from Taylor, I'm tailor-made.
Well, I like to party with my downriver rats. We look real good in our John Deere hats. I ain't from Bloomfield, so I ain't rich. I'm just a born and bred tailor-made son of a bitch.
Hey, I'm from Taylor, and I don't appreciate them lyrics you're singing about.
Oh, dude, we're just poking some fun.
Love Taylor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, greetings from Taylor, sissy boy.
Jesus! Jesus! Run! Ah! He's got a shotgun! Go, go, go!
Well, I like to party with my downriver rats. We look real good in our John Deere hats. I ain't from Bloomfield, so I ain't rich. I'm just a born and bred tailor-made son of a bitch.